Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for i5 for the iPhone is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Squarespace, the fast and easy way to create a high-quality website, blog, or online portfolio. For a free trial and 10% off your first purchase on new accounts, go to squarespace.com and use the offer code i5-12. They recently launched a developer platform for complete code control. Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 21 for i5 for the iPhone. We are legal. I'm Sarah Lane, and I'm not driving. Don't worry. Not until later, anyway. Every week, we cover 5 great topics for the best apps to helpful tips and tricks, and, of course, the biggest iPhone news. Now, before we continue, I just want to make it very clear that I'm severely jet-lagged and have spent the last 48 or so hours under the influence of Ambien. So this will be fun. Number one, holy mother of dog, the unthinkable has happened. Google Maps has returned. Return to the App Store. For the 3 of you who are like, what do you mean returned? Where'd it go? When Apple upgraded to iOS 6, it stripped out Google's native map app for its own Apple Maps to very little fanfare and a whole lot of tears. Now, I will be honest, I relied on Apple Maps a lot during a recent trip to Paris, and I didn't have any problems. We talked about Apple Maps alternatives on previous episodes of i5, but for the most part, I stuck with a native Maps app, and it was fine. But now Google Maps has hit the App Store, and damn, this is a lovely app. Generally, the two apps aren't that different. They've got satellite, 3D views, they make use of the iPhone's internal compass, offer turn-by-turn directions. But not only does Google's version look nicer than Apple's version, I'm just being honest, it does, but it has 2 features that Apple Maps doesn't have that I use constantly: transit and street view. If I want to get somewhere, I just choose the little train icon and I choose my route. If I look up a location, a simple swipe up reveals street view. It's fast, too. Absolutely no reason to use Google Maps via Safari when you have this app. By the way, little Siri trick for you. Ask Siri to take you somewhere and then say via transit at the end, Siri, give me directions to 85 Keller Street via transit.
Getting directions to 85 Keller Street, Petaluma.
Then choose Google Maps from your transit app suggestions, and away you go. There's a lot of talk over whether Apple is being wise or being foolish to allow Google Maps, which is the number one free app in the App Store, by the way, back into the iPhone experience. I think it's Apple giving customers what they want. Happy iPhone users lead to more iPhone users. Number two. Hey, you know what company nobody's really talked about for a few years? Flickr. Oh, Flickr, my former favorite place in the whole world. Flickr, you and your horrible iOS app. Oh, Flickr, so easy to cast aside for the newer and the shinier. Until now, that is, because Flickr's apparently woken from the dead and realized it needs to actually compete with Instagram or die a swift death. So, here's its big app update. And when I say big, I really mean big. First of all, totally new interface. Photos from your contacts, your groups, interesting photos, photos nearby. It's the same Flickr you know and love, but a much better layout. I can browse through my photo stream. I can see who liked or commented. I can add descriptions or tags or location info on the fly. It's the Flickr app I always wanted. Okay, so what about uploading a photo right from within the app? Should be easy, right? Yes, and it is. Just take a photo or choose from your collection and wait a second. Hold everything. Where am I? Flickr's answer to Instagram, that's what? 16 filters, folks. What? Choose one, add a title, send it off to your social networks of choice. Flickr supports multiple uploads at once, too, which is great, especially for places or themed photos. So, how does it compare to Instagram? Well, it's definitely nice not to be forced to square crop photos in Flickr the way I have to do with Instagram. Even though I'm used to it, it's nice to have the option to not crop. And obviously, Flickr has way better photo management. Sets, collections, groups, tagging. That's always been better on Flickr. But Instagram has all the users. I mean, if I look at my Flickr stats, nobody really looks at my Flickr photos anymore. And a lot of people look at my Instagram photos. And I'm just not sure that they care enough to do both. The users, that is. Stats are stats. But at least you're alive again, Flickr. I even renewed my pro account. Number three. Oh, did you think we were done talking about photo filters? Not even close, bud. Twitter sees Flickr's new app and raises it one giant bird bomb. Because guess what you can do in Twitter's new iOS app? Besides tweet and read tweets and favorite tweets and reblog tweets and direct message other tweeters? Why, upload a photo, of course. And what's so new and special about that? 9 new photo filters. That's what. That's right. Twitter sees no reason why you can't incorporate what you love from Instagram into its own mobile app. Plus, it's a more robust social network. Instagram's just about the photos, really. Twitter's about a lot of things, photos included. Of course, this war is more about Twitter and Facebook. I get that. But here's where the Twitter app loses me a little bit. First of all, the filters aren't really that awesome. I'm just gonna say that. They're okay. They're just not mind-blowing. Apparently, Twitter had the team behind the photo app Aviary build this for them, which seems a little odd to me, considering how many people work at Twitter that are probably very able to build a photo app. But maybe this is just version one. I have no idea. Twitter also lets you upload an uncropped photo, but is smart enough to allow a square crop option for anybody who's already addicted to that Instagram style. I think pushing users to upload more photos within Twitter's mobile app is a smart move, but it does seem very me too on Twitter's part. And here's another issue. It's also only relevant for anyone using Twitter's native iOS app. I'm a happy Tweetbot user, so for now, out of sight, out of mind. Number four. Okay. Just a little more photo filter sugar, and then we'll stop before our heads explode, okay? I kind of saved the best for last here because while Flickr and Twitter were busy adding Instagram functionality to compete with Instagram, Instagram itself was busy running ahead of the pack. Here's what's new in Instagram's own app: an entirely redesigned upload interface when you click on the camera icon. Easy grid toggle for straight horizons. I love that because my horizons are never straight. Flash button, front rear cam chooser, a nice new circular focus and exposure chooser when you tap the screen before taking the photo. Very nice. Or from your main feed, just tap and hold the camera icon and jump straight to your camera roll. I love that. I've been using it all the time. Instagram's left most of the rest of what's working alone, but the team did add a new black and white filter called Willow. I haven't really figured out how to use it quite right yet, but it's nice to have some variety. Good work, Instagram. For now, you're still my number one. If you're an iPhone user, you appreciate the websites that are optimized for your screen, right? And you hate it when many aren't. But I have a solution: Squarespace. Squarespace has developed new templates with mobile-ready responsive designs, which means your site automatically restructures to look great on a smartphone, a tablet, or computer, anything. Images get created in 7 different versions, ensuring your site looks great. Plus, Squarespace has beautiful templates with 100% drag and drop functionality for all customization tools. Add blocks of content for photos, videos, text, social media, and immediately preview layouts as you go. Whether you love tinkering around or just want an effortless experience, you can create a website with ease. Import, sync, and publish. Add from social media with just a few clicks. Automatically pull photos from Instagram into your site. Sync pages and galleries to Facebook. Auto-publish new blog entries to Twitter, Google+, Instagram, Foursquare, Dropbox, LinkedIn, Pinterest, StumbleUpon. I could go on. They're all supported. Who's behind these sites that look so good anyway? Well, Squarespace's award-winning design team and user experience experts, that's who. They made these design templates that are modern, intuitive. Websites don't look better than this. Squarespace makes it faster and easier than ever to create a high-quality website, blog, or online portfolio. If you want a free trial, go to squarespace.com and sign up for a free account. No credit card necessary. Just try it out and start building that website. If you decide to purchase it, use the offer code I-512 and get 10% off your first purchase on new accounts. That includes monthly and annual plans. That's squarespace.com and use that offer code I-512. Finally, number five. Oh, fine. Let's just round out all this photo talk with a new offering from Facebook, too. Yes, Facebook, owner of Instagram, has its own photo app called Facebook Camera. But that's not actually what we're going to talk about today. I don't really know that many people who use it. But if you do, please write me, i5@twit.tv, and tell me why I'm wrong. Instead, here's a helpful feature inside the main Facebook mobile app itself. Go to your profile page and tap on Photos. In the bottom right of the next screen, you have an option to sync photos automatically from your phone to Facebook. Sounds great if you upload a lot of photos to Facebook, right? But wait, what about privacy issues? What if I take a photo I definitely don't want to share on Facebook? And then I forget about auto-sync, and now my life is ruined. Not to worry, because all your synced photos go into a private folder. From that private folder, you can then choose which ones to selectively publish to your Facebook friends. It's just convenient, because they're already in there. They're already in the queue. Now, I can see some of you already shaking your heads emphatically. I can see you saying, no, having a private folder on Facebook is just the kind of thing that gets hacked and exposes all your secrets, right? In my opinion, not really any more than somebody getting into your local camera roll on your phone, but I get it. This is a convenience feature that Facebook has introduced to encourage more photo sharing on the service. And if you don't like it, you never have to turn it on. And that's a wrap for this episode of i5 for the iPhone. If you'd like to auto-download this show every week without even having to think about it, just hit the subscribe button at twit.tv/i5. That's where you'll find all of our app and story links, too. And if you know somebody who's getting a shiny new iPhone for the holidays, a free subscription to our little i5 show is the perfect stocking stuffer. I think so, anyway. Email us feedback at i5@twit.tv. Leave us a voicemail at 614-ON-I5. Or send us a video with an app review of your own. I'm Sarah Lane. See you next time on i5.